This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
We're on. Hello, welcome to the Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. There's AJ,
Stop.
Pam, Phil.
Hey.
We do a weekly podcast, a daily podcast. We edit all the best stuff together, and you can get it on iTunes. And where do you get your podcasts from, you non-iPhone people?
Yeah, right?
Where do you get them from?
Where do you go?
You don't go to Apple. Phil, you don't have an iPhone.
No, I don't.
You listen to podcasts?
No, I don't.
Oh, I thought you did.
I make them.
Okay.
Right. You've been there, done that.
Yeah. Pam?
So I don't know what specifically it's called, but there's an app on this iPhone.
Right. So you're an Apple.
Right. I do it on my computer. So I listen to computer.
Someone want to help us with this one?
Right. Yeah, I don't know what. I'm sure there's an app for Android. I don't use it on this Android, though.
Wherever podcasts are found, you can find the Chaz and AJ podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's all the best stuff, including best but sad. Yesterday, Pam announced that she's leaving the show to join the Coast Guard.
Right.
So we're looking for your comments. Yeah. This will be your podcast. You're going to questions, comments, thoughts, prayers.
The whole damn thing.
Especially the Coast Guard.
License plate numbers.
Oh, you'll never get an answer.
No. Yeah. She doesn't know. I don't even know the license plate.
Wesley says, Chaz, are you eating while you work? Wow.
What a surprise. I bet everyone's surprised.
It's the thing you don't see that happens on the radio.
It's true. Yeah, it's part of the magic.
Were we too hard on that guy?
No.
Nah.
I don't think so.
Nah.
You know? It's just, like, it's not an interesting interview. Like,
no.
If you're going to be on TV, you want to be interesting or give them something that they don't know. It's like, well, you can't see us, and we're eating while you can't see us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had no idea broadcasters ate.
This is why I prepare television people if we're going to go do television.
Yeah.
I say, here are the things to ask me about.
Right.
Right?
You do.
Mm-hmm. So this guy was like, oh, yeah, I'd love to come on and talk. And he stood there, and it was 3, 2, 1. And these two people know nothing about this guy.
Right.
It could be any radio person standing there, and they have their 4 or 5 questions.
Right.
So now there's, so what's it like being on the radio?
Cool.
Do you always want to be on radio?
Take us through your day.
Exactly.
Well,
right.
What time do you get up? And I say, I love my job.
Right. What time do you get up in the morning? What time do you go to sleep at night?
I wonder.
Who's your favorite artist?
I wonder if when he watched that, if he was cringing like, oh, God.
Totally.
He must have known he.
I heard he walked into the ocean.
Totally.
He walked into the ocean.
Totally. That's one of those, the 911 call.
Ugh.
He'll never want to hear that or see that again.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, right.
They tried to set it up for him in such a way where it's like, well, what might people not know about radio? You know, you listen all the time, but like, what might they not know? It's like, hey, you know, the songs that we play are chosen. No one cares about the songs. Like, just give us.
Unless it's you too.
Give us something. Give us something that you can't tell already.
Yeah. Help us help you.
Yes.
Help us help you.
All right. So ask AJ the question and let's see how he answers it.
Okay.
AJ, how long have you worked in radio now?
It's been about 32 years.
Okay. Well, why don't you tell us something from your 32-year career that people might not know about radio?
Well, let's see. That we might not know about radio, that we all don't hang out together in the same place. We all don't live together. Because a lot of people think that we all just stay together the entire
time. The first thing that AJ says is we sound like a family, but fuck these people.
No.
I hate them.
Because
when I go home, I don't want to see them.
I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to hang out with them. I don't want to eat with them.
But you've gotten that before where you go to an appearance and right away they go, where's Wiggy? Wiggy wasn't supposed to be here
today.
Where's Lappy? Lappy wasn't. We all don't stay together. We don't all ride in the same car. We don't live in the same place.
No.
We all don't stay together.
That's not what that is. That's small talk. That's weather. Here is some small talk that we can all go back and forth with, right? So when they walk up and say to AJ, where's Chaz? Or where's Pam? Or where's Phil? The number one question I get is, where's AJ?
Yeah.
As if we're supposed to always be together. Where there's Chaz, there's AJ.
Exactly.
But they're not saying that. What they're saying is, I listen to the show, I know AJ's your partner.
Right.
And where is he now? And they're wondering what I'm going to say. I always say he's either cleaning his flip-flops.
Right.
Or petting his kitty.
Exactly. At the same time.
I always say probably at a car show.
Right. Or doing his feet.
Right, right. I say Pam's probably eating right now, and Chaz is probably drunk in Patron.
I got to start dialing that back. Because...
Do you really?
Yeah. only when I'm asked.
I don't drink that much anymore.
Only when I'm asked.
When he's asked about me, he goes, oh, he hasn't landed yet from what I last threw him off of.
Exactly. That's so funny because I have used that.
That's actually pretty good.
I say, still flying off the building.
Yeah. That's really funny.
That's good. Ask the same question of Pam.
Oh, Pam, what can you tell us about radio? Something that the listeners might not know.
The listeners might not know that, I never actually did call 911 on myself. That was all a bit. It was all theater of the mind. It was all a joke. It was all a bit.
So that cop I saw in Hartford when I went to the Hartford parade who told me he helped you out, that wasn't real, Pam?
Nope. He's just an actor that I paid to play.
He also said you had kind of a buzz on at the same time, but he didn't do
Your
anything
face
about
is
it.
So red right now. I wish they did ask you on that on TV. Holy crap.
You would have tested the color of your TV set. Wow, that's a sharp red. It was a brick red.
I was also very nervous because I just started the job, and it was almost 10 o'clock at night when my bedtime is 9.
My answer would be, it's a lot more work than it sounds on the radio, and that's when you know you're really effective, is when people say, man, you guys sound like you're having so much fun, and that's because of all the preparation that went in behind it.
Right, there's no fun involved at all.
Other three people that I'm with right now, they work so friggin' hard, but when you're listening to them on the air, it sounds like we're just hanging out, and that's exactly how it's supposed to sound. The other thing is that radio is the original social media. Before there was any of this internet stuff, radio was always a live medium that you would call in and there would be a back and forth and you can listen to other people in the community talking to one another.
Right.
Television never did that.
And television...
You don't hear ever anyone taking television, phone calls on television. And when they do, what do you get? Oh, yeah, let's talk to Jimmy and Aunt Sonia. Jimmy. Yeah. So, and then they start talking over each other. It's a disaster. They never go to live phone calls.
Like the Home Shopping Network.
Yeah. Radio is and still is the best and original social media. My answer is probably too long there, but
brought to you by radio.
Clint wants to know, how come some people use radio names or fake names?
Because they're trying to hide their identity because they're probably in the witness protection program.
That's the funny answer.
Right.
But the real answer is there was a period of time, and radio is still damaged by this period of time, where people in the business thought it should be, it's show business. And we got to change your name.
On a new night.
Yeah, it's got to be Casey Kasem.
You got to be a character. You got to be a personality. So that's where the fake radio voice all come. That's where all of those terrible radio cliches, that's where they all come from.
Yeah. And it's still haunting us today. Now, I have no problem with Hawaiian shirts. However, when I see a radio person wearing a Hawaiian shirt, I love Wiggy and I love Pecosi, but it's part of what fucking ruined it. Like that image.
That bad stereotype.
Of people, radio people, like the shirt is emblematic of, hey, I'm having fun. I'm not working.
I'm a party. Yeah.
But we're so far beyond that point in time.
I'm almost trying to hide the fact that I haven't worked out in years.
Yeah.
Someone wants to know, do you guys work a lot from home or is everything done from the studio?
Excellent question.
Yeah.
AJ, you want to go first?
Show prep is done on at home on the web. That's why I'm looking for the top 10 list ideas. I'm also looking for
AJ
any dumbass
does a different
news.
Kind of show prep on
any,
the web.
Any dumbass news audio, stuff like that.
Back in the day, I'm sorry for eating. I'm so hungry.
I can tell you're eating.
And I should not be eating this.
It's Friday.
Doritos spicy white cheddar and Ruffles baked.
Two of them.
Pam, you want some?
No, I had those yesterday.
All right.
And
really good.
They're really good.
That question was from Zachary, by the way. Sorry I didn't mention.
Hello,
thank you, Zachary.
Back in the day, you'd have to come into the radio station, and there was this machine called the teletype machine. All of the news would come through that.
I remember that thing.
So newspapers had it, television stations had it, radio stations had it. And it would just type out all of the news. So you were getting the news. There was no internet. So you really, when you had that piece of paper, you had information that nobody else in the world had.
Right.
For instance, the night that John Lennon was shot, when emergencies came over the teletype wire, they would XXX, a line of a big black X across the paper. So if you're going through 2 miles of paper because no one checked the machine,
yeah, it'll stand out. You'll know the separation.
You would see, read this.
Yeah.
And the night that he was shot, the X's, it wasn't one line. It was 15 lines. The X's were like this long. And we just knew something horrible had happened. But so you'd have to go to the radio station to do all your prep. So basically, the early part of my life was spent in a radio station, either, you know, in a small station or the WPLR conference room in the old building.
Yeah.
And you're just going through teletype wire and going through old magazines and newspapers for a source of information.
If you remember, Chaz, when you and I first started together, I used to get the newspapers on the way in to the show. I stopped at 7-Eleven, pick up the New York Post, the news. They were in Long Island.
You would actually find something out when you read the newspaper. Now, when you read the newspaper, it's like 20 hours old.
Yep.
Now, all the show prep, I can prep on my phone. And sometimes Pam sends me emails of, you know, either guest booking report or news stories, or we'll communicate back and forth. Like, it's so awesome now. So awesome. I can't wait to the point where I just think something and it happens.
Teleportation.
They put that little chip in your brain where I remember all this shit.
Why is everyone naked?
Right. Like, we won't need Phil to fact check. Like, Phil, what happened?
And then I fucked up today.
No, what's funny is Phil will explain to me what happened in an interview I did.
Right.
He'll tell me every word that happened, the ping pong between me and the guest, something that happened 10 years ago. I'm like, how the fuck does this guy remember all?
And someday the chip in the producer's brain will be able to explode.
AJ will have a button.
AJ, nuke him!
Nuke him!
A nuke button.
All of a sudden it's like scanners.
It's a real thing.
Boom! We've gone through 15 producers in 2 shows.
I was having a bad week.
Yeah.
Kyle wants to know how long it took all of us to get used to waking up so early.
Still trying.
Never happens.
Yep.
Yeah, it never happens.
Nope. You look at that clock, okay. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Yeah.
I remember when I first started, I would like go to bed pretty early, like 7:30, 8, just to try to, you know, get used to it. And I remember waking up at 10 o'clock at night. And I freaked out because I thought it was 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I look at my phone and I'm like, oh my God. I slept through the whole show.
Right.
Slept through the whole show. I freaked out. And then I was like, oh wait, it's 10 o'clock at night.
The problem with that is now trying to get back to sleep.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our old show producer, Jesse, used to go to bed at 6.
How?
6 o'clock at night. Because I remember if there's anything we need at the last moment, I had to get a hold of him before 6 o'clock at night.
That's
okay.
Way too early.
I feel like that was, I go to bed at 6, don't bother me after 6. I love Jesse, but I feel like he had a shut-off time. And that was, you know, that was, some people operate like that. It's like after 6, it's my life.
Right. But if you notice, he never had bags under his eyes.
Bruce Barber would show up. He would be the first person to show up. He'd probably show, like I did the overnight when Smith and Barber did the morning show.
Yeah.
And Bruce Barber would show up. They went on at 6. And now Brian would show up at probably 6:10.
What?
They would be into their break. So the show would start at 6. And typically, not always, but typically the first break of the show was Bruce and Mary Lee and the producer. And maybe random intern, and then Brian would walk in. And he was like that with all of his events, and no disrespect. I mean, just some people like to just kind of ease their way into stuff.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Right, let them warm up, and I'll be in. But Bruce would show up at around 5 o'clock, completely chipper. He was totally a morning person.
Yeah.
Right, hey, how's it going? You know, he wasn't like, good morning.
Yeah, no grump. Yeah.
Yeah, he'd walk in, poke his head in the studio. Hey, good morning. Big smile.
Yep.
Go get the newspaper, and then he would just sit and quietly read it.
Wow.
Dawn wants to know if we all had instant chemistry with one another, if we had to work at it at all.
Once the drugs came, it was great. I'm kidding.
I'm kidding.
That's true. AJ has to be heavily medicated for all of us to get along.
I do.
AJ used to do the morning show on the old radio station, and he was fired, and I was hired. I was his replacement. They hired him back some time later to do the night show, and I became program director of the radio station. And when we had meetings, I noticed AJ had everybody in stitches, and I'd listen to him in between songs at night, and I'm like, he's not that funny on the air. And I thought, oh, he's the guy in the back of the bus. He's not the guy driving the bus. So I thought, well, let me move AJ into mornings with me because he's really funny, and I'm more of a driver. And the very first show we had, we got off the air, and these guys know how I am. I find, like, what went wrong.
Yeah.
And the general manager walked up to us, and he goes, how did it go? And I said, I start going through my little list.
Yep.
He's like, stop right there. You have chemistry. That's all that matters. Everything else is going to work its way out. So I instantly had chemistry with Phil, instantly with Pam. Pam, we all had chemistry with when she was in sales.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So the short answer is yes. This isn't something we had to work at.
Right.
We've had people on this show where we've had to work at it. We've had people at the old station.
Yep.
Where we had to work on it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And because of you guys, I'm into chemistry.
You know, the thing is, too, is to be able to accept
people.
Still
making drug jokes.
So many. Someone's itching for the weekend.
That's right. We know what AJ's going to be doing in 5 minutes.
Yeah. But, 15.
Yeah. The other thing is it's like any relationship, you have to accept a person for their flaws. And these guys have accepted me for my warts. And, you know, we know AJ, we love him for being weird because, man, that's so much material.
Someone's got to be odd.
I hear that shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
I've known this guy
for 20-something years. I didn't even see that one coming.
I'm full of surprises.
And Pam, it's going to be tough to, you know, I know that I'll be friends with Pam for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
same here. Same here.
Same with Phil.
Aww, exactly. Thanks, guys. Right.
Yeah. Once he heals, we're good. Yeah.
Because I don't think you could fake it. And I think when you're listening to a show or watching a show where there isn't chemistry, you could tell.
Yeah.
You know.
You can smell it.
You could just tell. It's like, back to you. Like, thank you.
Right.
Motherfucker.
I hear you.
Anything else?
A lot of notes for Pam. A lot of people saying they're going to miss Pam. They're proud of Pam.
Yeah.
Someone was saying, be prepared that you have to wear boxer shorts during a boot camp. No. There's no underwear. It's just boxers.
No
thongs? That's for men. For women, you get to wear underwear because they gave us a list of what we need to bring. And for women, it is white briefs, like, you know, regular.
Oh, tidy whities?
You know, but like not men's tidy whities. Women have our own special brand of
white
underwear, yeah.
Right. Boy, that's
horrible. I don't have to wear boxers.
Yeah,
who wants to wear white now?
Seriously.
White is not flattering.
Yeah.
It should be black.
Yeah,
you can't keep white.
No, it's impossible. It's like the end of a cigarette. If you smoke it, you get that little brown filter. Yeah. Mm.
I don't know when underwear started.
Underwears.
It's exactly the filter. It's the cigarette filter.
It really is. It's
There's
a fart
no,
filter.
I don't care.
It's a fart filter.
How clean you are.
Right. When you blast, when you bust
There's,
ass.
No, it's just anything.
Yeah.
There's just no way.
Yeah.
There's no possible way to keep them clean for a long period
we're
of time.
We're smelly creatures, let's face it.
And I don't know when underwears were invented, but why did it take so long to figure out white's the worst color?
Well,
as a people, don't you think the first time you see that brown streak, like, yeah, we got to go with a different color on these.
Like right. Now.
I prefer to call them racing stripes.
Yeah. Skid marks, racing stripes.
Right.
Wow, so you're going to have whites. Boy, we want to report on that one, like how long
they stay white
lasts and...
Yeah, especially since I'm probably going to be shitting my pants every day.
How long is...
They call the anchors away, Pam.
How long is boot camp?
8 weeks.
8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
8 long weeks.
Are you more worried about that or are you more worried about after?
I'm worried about that, yeah, because I don't know what to expect. I mean, I've been hearing stories. I think... I don't know what it's going to be like. I am a little nervous. I'm going to try really hard. And I'm nervous about after because afterwards I have my schooling. And who knows? Like, I hope I do well. I'm going to try my best.
Yeah, that's the one thing when you, anytime Pam puts her mind to something, she does it. She's not someone who says, I think I'm going to do this. When she puts her mind to it, she really does it.
Plus, if you come back here, we're going to give it to you big time.
Oh, I know.
Let that be a motivating factor.
I'll have to go back to sales.
No, they said no.
We'll find room for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Mamsy wants to know how many bras you can take.
I think it's...
She only needs one.
Yeah.
One regular bra.
One per
season. And I think two sports bras. There's like a whole list. I gotta.
Really? That sounds like a lot of laundry. Who does the laundry there?
Do you do your own? Like, we got specific, like, we get jobs. Oh, okay. Like, volunteer for jobs.
Yeah, nice.
Well, hopefully not me.
Yeah, the most anxiety I ever feel is when I'm doing something I've never done before.
Right.
And really, that's when you look back at it, that's the best thing that's happened to you. Mm. Anytime you have anxiety, it's you're experiencing life, you're experiencing something different, and you're growing. Right. So when I go to an event and I've never been to the event before, I don't know how it's going to work. Mm-hmm. I want to know all that stuff.
Yeah.
So you're going into this whole different thing. And I'm a little jealous because of that, because that's very exciting to like just say, hey,
I'm going to try this.
I'm going to try something completely different, something that I've never done before.
Yeah.
Have you?
But at the same time, I'm kind of excited I'm not going.
Have you alerted the Coast Guard to your mood, Nick?
So actually, we had a doctor's appointment. It was like not a doctor's appointment, but it was a whole day long of physical exams. And when I was meeting with the doctor, you know, when I get moon neck for a series of things, when I'm embarrassed, when I think someone's cute, when attention's on me. So the attention was on me. And she's just asking me all these questions. Like, we're going down a list of all these medical things and I'm getting the moon neck. And she was like, what is that I'm seeing on your neck and like up to your cheeks? I'm like, oh, it's my moon neck. I don't know what it is, but I flush very easily when there's attention on me. So I am nervous about that because I feel like it signifies that I'm not comfortable.
But because of you, but because your mood neck, ships will see you.
It's a beacon.
To say, oh, there's the shortest. I see a
it's
red
like Rudolph.
I see a red blot.
It's foggy. Pam, get in the front of the boat.
Yeah.
Right.
Leave us,
get
Pam.
Get embarrassed. Leave us, Pam.
It's why Pam is not a poker player. Because, like,
you give her a good hand.
No, everyone would know.
Everybody folds right away.
She's buffing.
Mood neck.
It's so bad.
We have a lot of ground to cover.
We do.
Before April 19th. I want to know as much as I can about this Coast Guard gig and how that works. It's very exciting.
We can call him, not my recruiter. He's not approved.
Let's get him on.
But his boss.
Let's get him on.
Listen. I'm waiting for a Coast Guard t-shirts we get.
Yeah, we want t-shirts.
Yeah. Yep.
That's cool.
They have them. They have a whole closet of swag that I got.
Really?
Cool.
Yeah, I got like a ton of stuff.
I'm a size large.
Let's have one in.
Okay.
Tell them to bring t-shirts and...
Yeah. I can ask them.
Yeah, tell them we're going to promote them.
I want one of those keyring floaties.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they have them.
I love those. That makes sense.
Right.
Yeah. Whoever thought of that? It's like, okay.
Brilliant. Right. That person should be owning something important.
Yeah. Because it's...
What a great idea.
Boat key needs to have a floaty.
Sometimes that'll save your life. You just hold on to that when you're stuck in the water. Thank God for my key floaty.
Well, for Brad Williams.
Exactly.
Right.
For Amazon YouTube, yeah.
Any other questions? Are we good?
Is Pam going to call the show from boot camp?
We don't think that boot camp is going to... We don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, we have no idea what the rules are.
Good question. I would say if there's any period of time where she can't call, it'd be that 8-week period.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I feel like my guess would be, and I don't know if Coast Guard is tougher than like Marines or whatever, but I feel like that 8 weeks is spent...
Boning up on stuff.
Showing you... that you are owned by them and that there's no, you know what I mean? It's a mind fuck and it's physical and this is how it's done. And if there's any period where you can't call people, I think that would be the period.
That was the original name of boot camp was mind fuck.
Mind fuck.
Mind fuck.
Yeah.
But he's like, you know what? It sounds kind of bad at parties. So we'll call it boot camp.
Yeah.
They're wearing boots because mind fuck, get wrong idea.
So do you have a game plan? Is it go in, be a lifer? Is it go in, learn a trade, come out into the private sector with that trade? Or is there a long-term plan?
Pam's charter boats.
That would be fun. I was thinking about, you know, if I like it, I would probably want to stay in.
Right. If you like it, why leave?
Like exactly. And broke, don't fix it.
Move up the ranks and.
Right.
Maybe be chief petty officer. I don't know.
Yeah. So you've thought about that.
Be the head guard.
Yep.
So you'd like to climb up the ladder, be chief petty officer.
Yeah. Even
or
maybe
higher than that.
Or higher. Yeah.
What's the highest?
Tom petty officer.
I think it's like admiral, but I don't know.
Admiral.
So
Pam.
These are all things that I'm in the process of studying. So I can't answer that question because I actually did not get to that part of my studying yet.
All right, but I wouldn't. So I heard you say admiral, but I don't know.
Right.
Because
yeah,
I'm not
why
there.
Not?
Yeah.
Because I don't know if I'm. I don't want to speak incorrectly.
Gotcha.
So that I don't know if that's the highest.
Yeah. The last thing you want to hear is like the first day in boot camp.
Yeah.
So you want to be an admiral?
Yeah.
Hey everybody, she wants to be an admiral.
Right. Hello to the admiral.
Hey, way to go, admiral! Climb that rope, admiral.
Yeah, that could be a problem. It's probably better to just
wash those dishes.
Just learning the
admiral.
Rope.
Yeah, I'm just learning.
Clean
just
the latrine, admiral.
Helmsman that they give us with all the things I have to study.
What is the lowest rank? Like what rank are you right now when you enter?
I think it's E1.
E1.
E1?
E2 or E3. I don't know. I think it's E1.
E1?
But I'm still, so.
So because you have a degree, will that
yes, I think
give you a higher rank immediately?
I think E, you know what? I don't want to answer incorrectly.
Gotcha.
So I want to say it's E3, but I'm not 100% because
cool.
I'm not at that point in my. So I have this book that I'm studying. I'm just not at that section yet.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So
no, that would be cool if you could start out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Work you up the ranks.
Yeah.
Right,
he told my EA. Recruiter told me, and I wrote it down. I don't remember to be honest with you.
I feel like recruiters are salespeople.
Well, he's awesome.
Not radio salespeople.
Right. I heard they're ranked like, E-I-E-I-O.
You know.
Yeah.
My recruiter's pretty sweet. I mean, he's awesome.
He's on his own over there.
Yeah,
just been entertaining himself for 7 minutes.
Fuck you guys. I'm having fun.
Yeah. No, AJ is like, despite how serious Chaz is going to make this, I'm going to have fun.
I'm doing what I'm going to do.
And that's why we're excellent partners.
You're you.
I'm you.
Yep, you're
you. Have a nice rest of your show.
Yeah, you.
Enjoy the rest of your show.
Hey, I'm just happy it's the first time in a while this podcast isn't directly just jumping on my ass.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Just a lot of seamen joke now.
Okay. I knew that was coming.
Gotcha. Yeah. You're returning seaman.
So are you signing up for 2 years, 4 years?
Four
years. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and I do that next month.
So you would be 30, you're like 40 when
right.
you got
I'd
out.
Be old.
Yeah. 40's not
older
old,
than
Pam.
What I am now.
Yeah. 40's different 40, now.
Compared to everybody that I'm going to be in with, yes. Like, who I'm starting out with. Yes, yeah. I'm going to be a lot older
with
than everyone
camp.
Else.
Yeah, but you can buy
once
liquor.
Once you start rising up through the ranks,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be right there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's E1 through E3,
I was
depending
right.
on your schooling.
I was right. Okay.
Wow.
I was
like
right.
my grades at school. I had a lot of E's. like a couple of F's, too.
Yeah. So I want to ask that person, who was that?
Kevin,
will Pam, because she has a degree, come in as an E2 or E3? He's going to probably say, depending. Is that what he meant?
Yeah.
That's how you enter.
Aren't tornadoes
E's? I think it's E3 for me.
Aren't tornadoes like E1?
F.
Okay.
EF now, I think.
Oh, really?
I think they're, EF.
Yeah. It stands for everybody's fucked.
Wait, I think I may have my notes in here.
Hmm.
But I think it is E3
it's under
when
lunch.
I graduate
yeah.
from A school.
I was using it as a placemat.
I don't know if I put it in here.
It's got a grease stain on it.
It's a very flowery notebook.
Good Kevin I'm a also said birth. That they had guys in their 30s that did great.
Oh, well, I'm in. Okay.
With the girls who were
Pam's right there.
No, okay. I put it in my.
Yeah.
I had it in here for a little bit, but then I moved it to a notebook. But yeah, I think it's.
So then when you go through the E's, where do you go from there? Is that petty officer then?
I think
or?
It's like E1 to E7.
Oh.
And then after E7,
oh, so
I'm
I understand
sure.
Kevin's answer now. So you'll come in at an E1 or E3, depending on
yeah.
your education.
Yeah, I think it's E3 when I
graduate. And then from there, you got to go up.
Yeah.
To E7,
right.
And then from
and then
E7
that,
is what?
I don't know.
And if you mess up, you can see you later.
I don't remember. I honestly, I'm just not there in my studying yet, so I don't know. I can't answer you.
You should know everything right now.
I'm learning it. I'm getting there.
You don't know everything about radio. You've been here for 6 years.
It's true.
It's a joke, Pam.
It's
a joke.
It's called comedy. That's
your whole demeanor change. It's a joke.
Oh, Sal Cortella says E9. Okay, I thought it was E7.
E9. So? All right, so you get the E9.
Hey, thanks, Sal Cortella.
And then there's other stuff.
I don't.
All right. So if you were able to write out your job description based on what you know now, it could change in a month.
Just trying to survive.
Would you want to be on a boat or would you want to be in like a base on a boat?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to see action, right? You
want
to be the person like, we got a call. There's a boat and it's going down and there's 100 people on it.
Mm-hmm.
Not that
I
you want to hear that
nasally.
Call.
Right.
You don't want to hear that
actually,
call.
She's going to cause it.
I think I'm going to be making that call.
Right. So that's going to be your first job.
There's a boat going down. It's one of our own.
Right. It's what?
It's one of our own.
Who is the E1 that did it?
Wait a minute.
E3.
I'm on it.
Thank you. Right?
Thank God for the red neck in the front.
We can see clearly now.
We can find the boat.
Put Pam out in the front.
We found the boat.
So we can see the boat.
Thank God they had a beacon. Wait, that's Pam.
Yeah.
So red.
Wow. So red.
So red.
So I think didn't we talk to someone from the Coast Guard and they said that Florida and that whole area is a lot of action because of the hurricanes and,
mm-hmm. and drug runners.
Drug runners.
Yeah,
and
my grandfather's was at the Coast Guard station in Florida. As a matter of fact, they were the ones who went to find pieces of the Challenger. And the Challenger blew up.
Oh.
Get out.
Yep. Yep. There were pieces of the Challenger in the water and everything. They were part of the recovery.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, that'll be the kind
no,
of
you
stuff
guys,
you
that's
do.
That's the stuff you do. Exactly. Mm-hmm. If a plane goes down.
Flight 800.
Exactly.
Coast Long
Guard
Island.
Helped. Yep. Coast Guard helped with that.
Yeah.
So.
I think they send everybody out on that
they
one.
They do, yeah.
Yeah.
All hands on deck.
Yeah, interesting.
Yep.
But you know what? Coast Guard is one of those branches of the military no one really mentions.
No.
You know? So.
I don't know why. It's awesome.
They do a lot. No, they do a lot. I agree with you.
How did you come about picking the Coast Guard over others? Did you think about others or
no.
It was always been the Coast Guard?
Always. So when I was 19, I worked at, I was a ocean lifeguard in Wildwood. It was right next to Cape May where actually they do their training. And I remember,
is that where you're going to go?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So I remember that's how I found out about it because I actually didn't know about them. So, one of my, I think it was like the captain of the, of our team was like, oh, that's where the Coast Guard does their training. And I was like, what is the Coast Guard? And he told me what it was. And I was like, that's awesome. That's so cool.
What did he tell you? Do you remember?
It was just like, you know, they're out there, rescuing people. And they also help a lot with marine environment. Like if there's like an oil spill, they're there. They're helping, you know, preserve,
little sponges.
You know, the waterways and stuff like that. So I just thought it was cool. I don't remember the specifics.
Everybody right. grab a straw and suck.
Yeah. No, it's interesting, though, that you were, you know, on a swim team, lifeguard. I don't know. Seems like there's a water theme to it.
Yeah, I like water.
You're like Aqua Girl.
Right.
Aqua
Plus, the water bends the light a little bit, so you look thinner when you're in water. I don't know.
They say the water takes off 10 pounds.
Mood
trying
neck.
To make us something.
Mood neck. Mood neck. Mood neck.
Put it in front of the boat. Front of the boat. Front of the boat. Front of the boat.
Well, is that it? Are we good?
I think so.
Yeah.
We talked for a long time. Yeah.
McGill has been in the chat saying, oh, I heard you need a traffic person. And I guess he's got flights to come visit already.
Really?
That week right before she leaves.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a good thing. I'm glad McGill brought it up because I've gotten a lot of emails. And it starts with management and it ends with us. So I could put in a good word, but it's not going to help until you get through them. So if you have radio experience, because we're not looking to start at step one, send it off. I think if you probably can search Chaz and AJ mm-hmm. traffic reporter. Can someone type that into Google and see if it comes up?
That sounds like a job for Phil.
Now, he's on it.
And again, I, you know, if you don't have any radio experience, I wouldn't send anything because we're going to ask you for a demo.
Did you see comedian Pat Oates said if you just get rid of the M and put a T in there, he's all set.
If you scroll down, it's listed on the first page of the Google search, but you have to scroll down a little bit and it's titled Want to Wake Up with Chaz and AJ.
Right.
On Ramp.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I would start with Keith. He's listed in that job search. And then if you get past that, you know, you'll be dealing with us. And
mm-hmm.
And then it's good. But you got to get past them.
It's
first.
Like a gauntlet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, McGill is fun.
He is fun.
Yeah. And he plays in traffic.
You think he'd right. move back to Connecticut, though?
The question would be, do you think he could do your job?
Yeah.
Does he look moving here is irrelevant. That's down the line.
Right.
First, can you do the job?
Right. And McGill's relevant.
Yeah. We were talking about this the other day. We were playing some old bit. If you want to listen to something fun, look up a shock collar trivia bit with McGill getting shocked.
Oh, my God. Take On Me by A-ha.
Oh,
the best one ever.
Can we tack that on to the end of this the podcast. I know the Facebook Live won't have it, but the podcast, we'll tack it on the end. A little tribute to Megillah.
Hilarious. No,
AJ and Megillah, funniest victims of shock collar trivia. Megillah, sorry, AJ.
Yes,
hands down winner.
Hands
gold
down.
Standard.
Hands
gold
down.
Standard.
Oh, yeah. No way. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I'm a silver on that one.
You Anytime are. We had the collar in one of their hands, I was like, we're going to have a good segment.
He hit notes even a ha didn't hit.
That's true. All right. That's the Week in Review podcast. We're happy and sad for Pam.
Yes.
We're sad for us, happy for Pam. Thank you for viewing and watching. You know, look up that podcast, comment on it, share it. We really want to, we don't want to assume everyone listens to the show.
Right.
So it's us to up to get, it's up to us. Up to us.
It's up to us.
It's up to us.
It's up to us.
To get it out. So share it, comment, rate it, all that stuff. Thank you. And we'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye. It's Shock Collar Karaoke.
Zap him.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God. Don't even let him sing. Sorry. Play the music and we'll zap him every time.
He just sing Kumbaya. Come here! Rambo will now sing Take On Me by Aha.
No, come on. Wait. Come on, Anna.
I want him to start
no.
to
sing.
All right. Is it no?
One more.
Right here.
We're talking away. I don't know what I'm to say. I'll say it anyway.
Wait.
Today's another day to find you shying away.
It's called tempo.
You should zap it.
I'm so nervous. Take on me.
Take it on me.
Take me on.
Take it on me.
I'll be gone.
Come on, high note.
In a day or two.
Yeah!
Where am I now?
Da 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 da
da da da da da. One. There's no say after me.
Take
it on me. No, it's not it.
Take it on me.
Take me on.
Take it on me.
I'll be gone in a day or two.
No, you're good for now. Hang on.
Thank God.
Musical interlude.
I want to drive bus 11 with Megillah. Come on!
PLR.
No, no!
PLR.
You gotta roast that gorilla.
No, no.
No, no.
Hang on. Turn it down. Let me down. No, what? Push it hard. Oh.
That's right.
Go ahead.
No, not yet.
I don't remember the song being this long.
All the things that you say. Is it live or just... Just to play my worries away. You're all the things I've got to remember. You're shying away. I'll be coming for you anyway. Take on me.
Take it on me.
Take me on.
Take it on me.
I'll be.
Yeah, hey, Megillah.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.